说谎人比你们众人还多啊！他都为了说谎很多感谢神了。
Says thank God I speak more tongue than all of you.
如果十九节反对说谎人
，In verse 19 he is again speaking in tongues.
为什么十八节他感谢神，他说谎比他的还多呢
？Then why in verse 18 he would say he thanks God for speaking in tongues?
可见保罗很看重说谎人。
So here we see that Paul places a great emphasis on speaking in tongues. And that is to pray in tongues.
你说谎祷告能造就自己。
Because praying in tongues edifies oneself.
自己先造就，才有办法造就别人。
And only when you edify yourself, may you begin to edify others.
所以，我们祷告，保罗做了很多，比大大还多，可以感谢神。
So Paul has performed more of speaking in tongues than any other, so he may teach others.
因此，十九节不是反对方言祷告。
So verse 19, he is not against praying in tongues.
是反对方言讲到没有翻译，听不懂。
But he speaks against preaching in tongues, whereby there's no interpretation.
再看这个十四章的十三节。
And also verse 13.
哥林前书十四章十三节。
First Corinthians 14:13.
我若用方言祷告，是我的灵祷告，不是。所以多说那说方言的，就当求着能翻出来啊。这个十三节说。说方言呢，就要求着翻出来。
Now those who speak in tongues must pray and ask for interpretation.
翻出来目的就造就教会。
And so it'll be edifying to the church.
如果对神说方言祷告，就不必翻出来。
If you pray to God in spirit, there's no need for interpretation.
因为神听得懂。
God understands.
啊，当时的工人教会没有人翻译，也要翻译讲道。
In Corinth at the time, nobody interpreted the tongues.
大家听不懂。
Nobody understood.
保罗说讲一万句没有用。
Paul says 10,000 words in tongues are useless.
所以要求主能翻出来，给大家听得懂，才能够造就大家。
You better hope there's an interpreter for you so that you may edify people.
假如你没有办法翻出来。
If there is no interpretation,
也没有人替你翻译
and nobody helps you to interpret,
你讲一万句没有用
then it's useless to speak those 10,000 words.
讲悟性话五句而已就可以造就大家
Much better it is to speak 5 understandable words.
啊，再看同样第十四章
and also in verse 14,
第二十三节
verse 23.
十四章二十三节
Chapter 14, verse 23.
所以全教会聚在一处时候，若多说方言，那偶然有不通方言的或不信的人进来，岂不说你们癫狂吗？啊，他们又拿这个做批评。
And then some people use this verse to criticize speaking in tongues.
如果大家都说方言
，If everyone speaks in tongues，
有不信的或是不懂方言人进来，就说你们癫狂。
If there's visitors, unbelievers, they will say that you are crazy.
为什么会被批评癫狂
？Why would they be criticized？
因为当时的哥林教会真的有癫狂的现象。
Because at the time there were crazy people in Corinth.
有的没有人翻译
，Nobody interpreted，
也没有这类人数。
And there is not the right people. There is no order. There's no. There's no system of speaking in tongues. Everybody just spoke as they will.
啊，还没有秩序啊。
There is disorder.
所以保罗才说这种情形，假如有不信主人进来，就说你们癫狂。
And so if there were visitors, they would see that all of you are just out of your mind.
因此，下面才规定要注定人数。
And that's why there is rules later on to
要轮流
establish a system and order.There's interpretation.
这样才对他有造就。
And so it'll be edifying to all.
才不会被说你们癫狂。
It will not be used as a criticism.
但我们的祷告不是这样啊。
But this is not how we pray here.
我们是向神祷告的。
We pray to God.
不是向大家讲的。
We're not speaking to each other in tongues.
有不信人进来。
And if they were unbelievers.
他看我们用方言祷告。
They see how we pray in tongues.
他听不懂。
They don't understand.
他不会说癫狂。
But they won't say that we are crazy. Because they knew.
这是对他们神说的呀。
They're speaking to their God.
他们神一定听懂啊。
And surely their God understands.
我听不懂没有关系啊。
It's okay if I don't understand.
这样就不会有人说你癫狂啊。
Nobody will think that we're crazy.
如果你站起来对大家说。
But if we stand up to speak to the congregation,
没有人数
and that there is no order,
没有
there's no system,
没有翻译
there's no interpretation,
一下好多人站起来讲
and all of a sudden everybody spoke up,
场面很乱
there is chaos,
这样才会说你们癫狂
then they will be labeled as crazy men.
一般基督教批评我们的做法就是因为不懂圣经
and the Christians may criticize us because they did not know, understand the Bible.
哦，也因为没有多少经验
And they have no spiritual experiences themselves.
啊，一般基督教神学家写的书我看了一点。
I have seen some books written by other denominations.
尤其教会方面我看的更多。
Especially their doctrinal writings.
我发现他们真的不懂圣经。
And I discovered that they do not understand the Bible.
为什么不懂圣经
？Why not?
因为没有圣灵启示。
Because they were not inspired.
我们叫有圣灵启示。
We're inspired by the Spirit.
我们会明白圣经怎么讲才对。
We understand what is the meaning in the Bible.
加上我们有经验呢。
Plus we have experience.
我们经验跟圣灵里面的。的这个教训是一致的。
And our experience coincides with the teachings of the Bible.
所以我们会辨别清楚怎么样才对。
So we can discern what is right and wrong.
啊，我昨天讲过。
I have spoken yesterday.
教会就基督身体。
How the church is the body of Christ.
基督身体要三个条件。
And to be a body, there are three requirements.
一个条件是有基督灵。
One is the Spirit of God.
就是会说方言。
To speak in tongues.
这个我们已经结束了。
And we have already talked about that.
第二个条件呢？
And then the second
要说基督话。
To speak the word of God.
就是所信所传有圣经清楚根据。
There's to say their faith and their doctrines must be according to the Bible.
把圣经给你解释的正确。
And also to interpret the teachings of the Bible in the right way.
有些教的主张它并没有圣经根据。
Some churches make some proclamations that are outside of the Bible.
有些有圣经根据，他把圣经给你讲错了。
Some they have misinterpreted the teaching of the Bible.
好，我们教会不但有圣经根据，而且我们把圣经给你讲得很正确。
We have biblical foundations and we teach according to the spirit of the Bible.
这个例子很多。
And we have many examples to prove.
我现在就主讲其中几个例子。
I will only speak of a few.
啊，先看马太二十八章。
Turn to Matthew 28.
二十节。
Verse 20.
马太福音二十八章二十节
Matthew 28:20
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了耶稣要升天之前
Before Jesus ascended to heaven
他在担心他升了以后
He was mindful of what would happen after he ascended to heaven.
教会在历史的演变过程当中可能改变的话。
Then in the course of history, the church may change.
托他来特别对门徒吩咐。
And so he instructed the disciples.
凡我所吩咐你们的
，everything that I've instructed you,
教训他们遵守。
You must teach them to observe.
他们就以后信主的人。
They, meaning those who will believe in the future.
就历史上的教会。
Meaning the historical church.
他说：“这样我都常常与你们同在。”
And if so, then I will be with you always.
直到世界末了。
Or yes, even to the end of the age.
耶稣已经升天，怎么跟门徒同在呢
？How can Jesus, who is ascended to heaven, be with us?
就是圣灵要跟教会同在。
That is, His Spirit will be with the church.
圣灵是主耶稣的灵。
Because the Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus.
耶稣升了以后
，After Jesus ascended to heaven,
建立教会
，He established the church.
领导教会
，He led the church.
就圣灵工作。
And that is the work of the Spirit.
如果你遵守我的话。
He says, if we observe my commands,
要教训信耶稣人去遵守我的话
and teach the believers likewise,
我就跟你们同在
and I shall be with you.
就圣灵就不离开教会
the Holy Spirit will not leave the church,
直到世界末了
until the end of the age.
一般基督教拿这个做根据
many people use this,
圣灵并没有离开教会
to say that the Spirit did not leave the church.
耶稣应许要跟门徒同在到世界末了
because Jesus promised to be with the believers until the end of the age.
他读先读一半而已他没有读到上面
but they've onlyRead the latter part. They did not read the former part.
有一个附带条件呢。
There is a prerequisite.
凡我所吩咐你们的
，and that is everything that I've commanded you.
教训他们。
You must teach them to observe.
这个是一个前提。
This is a prerequisite.
这样我才跟你们同在。
And if so, then I will be with you.
啊，那一般今天改变福音。
Today many churches change the gospel.
耶稣都没有必要跟他同在。
And so of course Jesus did not.Had the obligation to abide with them, and the Holy Spirit left them.
16世纪出现一个马丁路德。
In the 16th century, there was a man by the name of Martin Luther.
运动。
He began a change in the Catholic Church.
他是神学博士。
He was a theological.
他天主教神父。
Doctor. He was a reverend.
他还是神学院的教授。
He was also a professor in the theological seminary.
他读罗马书。
He read the book of Romans.
他发现天主教已经离心离很远。
He discovered how the Catholic Church has departed from the truth.
就发起了改革运动。
So he began a reformation.
又把罗马书翻成德文。
And converted book of Romans into German.
当时有一句话很有名。
There was a very famous saying.
回归圣经。
To return to the Bible.
因为天主教离开圣经很远。
Because Catholics have left the Bible.
他把基督带回圣经去。
So he must bring the believers back to the Bible.
这个是对的。
This is right.
我们每个人都回到圣经。
We need to return to the Bible.
不是你认为怎么样，我认为怎么样，不是你跟我的问题。
We do not believe according to our own precepts.
而是圣经怎么讲。
We must follow the Bible.
我们要回到圣经去。
Return to the Bible.
圣经才是一个标准。
Only Bible is as the standard.
人的想法不能做标准。
Our concepts and precepts are not right.
每个人不同的思考方向。
We may have our own perspectives.
每个人对事有各种不同的解释。
We have our own interpretations.
但这个不能成为我们的标准。
But it must not be the standard.
唯有圣经话才是我们的标准。
Only the word of God is the standard.
那马能虽然他要大家回到圣经。
Even though he wanted people to return to the Bible.
他有没有真正回到圣经呢？
Did he succeed?
没有。
No.
有些地方他的确比天的进步了。
Yes, in some ways he has made improvements.
有些地方他的确修改过天的错误。
But other ways he has faulted even worse.
但他并没有完全归回圣经。
He did not succeed in returning to the Bible.
不是故意不归回。
It is not that he refused to.
而是没有圣灵启示。
Simply he wasn't inspired.
不懂圣灵真理。
He did not understand the truth.
所以才没办法完全回到圣经。
He was not able to return to the Bible completely.
那我们教不同。
Now our church is different.
我们是圣灵降临建立的真教会。
Our church is established by the descending of the Holy Spirit.
我们必须了解都是圣经的启示。
And all the understandings we have is inspired by the Spirit.
因为我们早期的传道人没有什么学问。
Yes, our early pastors were not very learned.
但他能够把教建立起来。
But they could establish many churches.
因为圣灵在带领。
Because the Holy Spirit was with them.
因为圣灵在启示明白真理。
Because the Holy Spirit inspired them the truth.
所以我们所传
So all that we teach
真正
is right. And it leads us back to the Bible.
他们没有办法真正归圣经，我们才要真正归圣经。
Martin Luther failed, but we can succeed.
所以不是你跟我怎么样不同主张的问题。
It is not what we say or you say.
而是圣经怎么讲。
It is basically what the Bible says.
一般基督教的教育的书我看了很多。
Yes, I've read many books in Christianity.
对每种教育，他们有什么圣经根据。
But what biblical basis do they have?
对圣经怎么解释，我了解。
I understand how they explain God.
那我们就是信仰，我当然了解。And
of course, I understand our own doctrines.
那么做两种不同信仰做一个比较。And
I compare the various doctrines.
我们才能发现谁对谁不对。We
may discover who's right and who's wrong.
因为我们时间有限，不能讲太多。
Because the time limits, we can't speak of everything. I only bring up what is the most relevant. Let's talk about the Sabbath. Many Christians are opposed to the idea of Sabbath. But the Sabbath is established by the law. It is under the grace of God. We are not about the law. We do not get rid of Sabbath.
要纪念复活主。
We must remember.
就耶稣在七天的第一天复活。
Some churches say that we must remember the day that Jesus resurrected, which is on the first day of the week.
第一天就是我们今天所说的星期天。
And the first day of the week is of course Sunday.
作为一天，他们有特别聚会。
And so they want to have special services on that day. They want to say that it is the day of resurrection or the day of the Lord.
这个基督徒应当纪念的。
And this is the day they say that Christians must commemorate.
安息日是立法。
And they say that the Sabbath is a law. It's nothing to do with Christians. Because Christians supposedly are apart from the law. They have their own reasons to oppose the Sabbath. They have their own biblical interpretations. But they have misinterpreted the Bible. They remember that they are the resurrection. They have biblical basis.
但他把那圣经给你讲错了。
But again, they have misinterpreted.
好，我们现在看圣经怎么讲。
So let us see what the Bible says.
看这个路加福音13章。
Let's turn to Luke 13.
第十节。
Verse 10.
路加福音第13章。
Luke 13, verse 10.
第十节。 当安息日，耶稣在会堂里教训人。 十一节有一个女人被鬼附着，病了18年，腰弯的一点都不起来。十二节，耶稣看见，便叫过她来，对她说：“女人，你脱离这个病了。”十三节，于是用两只手按着她，她立刻直起腰来，主就归荣耀给神。 十四节，管会堂的因为耶稣在安息日住病，就气愤愤的对众人说：“有六日应当做工，那六日主呢可以来求医，在安息日却不可。”有一个安息日，一个女人患了这个驼背的症。
There was a woman who had a sickness for many years.
她已经病了18年，腰直不起来。
She was for 18 years unable to straighten her back.
那一天刚好说安息日。
And that day was the Sabbath.
耶稣医好他的病,
Jesus cured her.
管会堂说这个不对,
the keeper of the chapel says that's wrong.
因为其他日可以医病安息不能,
he says that on any day he can heal, but not on the Sabbath.
一般基督教拿这个做根据,
and some churches use this as an example.
犹太人认为不可以安息医病, 耶稣做了,
that Jesus cured on the Sabbath, even though the keeper of the synagogue says no.
就表述基督徒不再受律法约束了,
that means we're no longer bound by the law.
因为律法规定安息不能医病,
because the law says you cannot heal on the Sabbath.
耶稣安息医病,
but Jesus healed on the Sabbath.
公然违背律法,
and so he transgressed against the law.
耶稣用作行动来说现在我们已经脱离律法,
meaning by example Jesus says Christians are not bound by the law anymore.
我们不再受律法约束,
we're no longer bound.
我们可以,
we can forget about the Sabbath. And that's wrong.
安息不能医病,
yes, we cannot heal on the Sabbath. But Moses did not say that.
这个是当时的拉比的教导,
it was simply the teaching of the rabbis at the time.
拉比不能看重律法, 而且比律法规定守得更严,
rabbis uphold the law and actually elevated the requirements of the law, as if it demonstrates how they were pious towards God. But actually in the laws, it did not say that we cannot heal on the Sabbath.
耶稣说过,
Jesus said,
里面当中所有人安息日, 你羊掉在坑里,
which one of you, if you see your lamb fallen on the Sabbath, that you would not pick him up?
人的生命不就比羊贵重吗?
Isn't the human life more precious than a lamb's?
羊安息掉在坑里,
if you can rescue a lamb from the pit on the Sabbath,
没有人说你话,
nobody would criticize you.
为什么说一个人生病你医好他叫,
but why is it that if I were to cure someone on the Sabbath, I would be accused of transgressing against the laws?
我们刚刚读到的那一段经文,
in the passage we had just read,
说驼背的在安息路耶稣医好他,
that Jesus would heal the hunchback,
管会堂的反对,
and the keeper of the synagogue were opposed,
那是拉比的教导,
that is the teaching of the rabbi. It is not required by the law.
耶稣怎么样解释的问题?
How did Jesus explain this?
我们看15节,
let's turn to verse 15.
路加书上的15节,
Luke 13:15.
主说假冒为善的人啊, 难道你们个人的安息日 不解开槽上的牛炉, 牵去印吗? 16节,
16.
况且做女人, 本是亚伯兰的后裔, 被撒旦捆绑这18年, 不当的安息日开他的, 王吗? 17节, 耶稣这话, 他的敌说这话, 他的敌人都惭愧了, 众人因为他所行一切荣耀的事, 就都欢喜, 耶稣这里就说, 你们当中, 安息日有牛，你不是要带他去喝水吗?
Jesus said on the Sabbath, would you not let your ox and donkey go and take a drink?
没有人说这个不对啊,
nobody would say it's wrong.
为什么这个女人患了十八年的病这么苦, 安息不能医好她呢?
So now this woman was bound by Satan for 18 years. Why is it that we cannot heal her?
大家没有帮她回答耶稣问题,
nobody could answer Jesus' question.
包括管会堂的,
not even the keeper of the synagogue, because there is no requirement under the law.
再看路加第16章,
and then Luke 14,
第一节,
verse 1.
路加16章第一节,
Luke 14, verses 1 through 6.
安息日耶稣到一个法利赛人的首领家里去, 初犯, 他们就窥探他, 第二节, 在他面前有一个患水骨的, 水骨的人, 第三节, 耶稣对律法师和法利赛人说, 安息日治病可以不可以, 第四节, 他们却不言语, 耶稣就祝好那人, 叫他走了, 第五节, 便对他们说, 你们中间谁有驴或牛, 安息日掉在井里, 不立时把它拉上来呢? 第六节, 他们不能对答这个话, 这里讲耶稣安息日, 在法利赛人家里被邀请吃饭,
here Jesus was invited to eat at a Pharisee's home on the Sabbath.
安息问题常常耶稣的被提的问题, 问主问他的,
And Jesus was often questioned by people.
但最主也是主动地问他们。
But here Jesus questioned those around him.
那天就安息日。
That was the Sabbath.
有一个患水骨病肚子胀起来的。
There was one who was suffering from dropsy.
耶稣主动地问法利赛人。
And so Jesus proactively asked the Pharisees.
他说安息日医病可以不可以
？Oh, now is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?
这个钦定本英文圣的翻译很清楚。
And the Bible says very clearly.
他说安息日医病是合于律法吗
？Is it lawful?
等于说有律法根据吗
？Is there any laws pertaining to this?
安息日不能医病，有律法根据吗
？Can you find anything against healing on the Sabbath?
安息日有没有违背律法呢
？Is this against the law?
那些人是谁啊？
Who are those people?
听耶稣问话的人是谁啊
？Who are the recipients of Jesus' question?
有两种人
，two types of people.
一种是律法书
，the scribes.
一种是法利赛人
，and the Pharisees.
律法书专门讲解律法的
，scribes are the ones who transcribe and explain the laws.
法利赛人是律法主义
，and the Pharisees were the establishers of the laws.
这两种人都非常熟悉律法
，and these two people are experts of the law.
假如律法有规定，安息不能医病
，should there be any laws for healing?
他们会马上回答。
They can easily answer.
律法有规定不能安息不能医病。
Yes, such and such law says that you cannot heal.
但耶稣问他们说，安息医病合于律法吗
？So Jesus asked a very clear question: Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? Is it a crime?
他们没有话说。
They have nothing to say.
可见律法没有根据啊。
There is no laws against.
所谓的安息日律法不能医规定不能医病是。大家有人认为这样的，其实律法没有这个规定。
That even though there's misconceptions, there's absolutely no laws against healing on the Sabbath.
当时的教拉比的教导
，It was simply a custom, a teaching of the rabbis.
律法没有一条说安息不能医病。
There's not a single Mosaic law that says you cannot heal on the Sabbath.
安息医病不是要回到安息日。
So Jesus healed not to get rid of the idea of Sabbath.
而是改变了观念。
But to change our concept,
安息一边是可以的。
It is okay to heal.
安息有牛羊掉到坑里，你可以把它拉上来。
It is okay to rescue your oxen.
为什么不能医好人的病呢
？Of course, you can heal the sick.
人的生命贵重还是羊贵重啊
？Whose life is more important, the life of the oxen or the life of a human being?
安息一边的目的是要教导他们。
So the purpose that Jesus healed on the Sabbath is to teach them.
安息一边是可以的。
That it is okay to heal on the Sabbath.There is no laws against it.
这个不等于说不必守安息日。
But that doesn't mean that you must not observe the Sabbath.
这个是很重要的一个观念。
And it's a very important concept.
耶稣安息的目的，医病的目的，不是回到安息日。
The purpose why Jesus healed on the Sabbath is not to get rid of the idea of Sabbath.
因为律法没有规定安息不能医病。
There's no law against healing on the Sabbath.
那何必废掉呢
？So why should we get rid of it?
律法安息医病，律法是准许的呀。
The laws permit healing on the Sabbath.
所以他不必用这个来推翻律法。
It is no grounds for abolishing the Sabbath.
这跟律法毫无关系啦。
It has nothing to do with the laws.
他们错的观念啦。
It is their misconception.
他们以为安息不能医病。
They thought that they cannot heal on the Sabbath.
根据某一条律法。
And they thought it was according to a certain law.
他们也错误的教导。
And they were wrong.
所以耶稣安息医病的目的。
The purpose why Jesus healed on the Sabbath is to teach them
安息可以医病。
That you can heal on the Sabbath.
没有违背律法。
It is not against the law.
不等于说不必守安息日。
But it doesn't mean that you don't have to observe the Sabbath anymore.
还有一个问题。
There's another question.
我们路加第四章。
In Luke chapter 4.
十六节。
Verse 16.
路加福音第四章。十六节
，Luke chapter 4 verse 16。
耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大地方，在安息日，照他平常规矩进了会堂，站起来要念圣经啊。这里说，耶稣安息日去会堂，就是他平常的规矩。
Says that Jesus goes to observe the Sabbath usually。
可见耶稣很看安息日。
Jesus esteems the Sabbath.
对，安息日会堂的目的是要照他平常的规矩。
And he does it because it was his custom to observe the Sabbath.
那自己这么样看到安息，怎么可能会到他
？Now of course, if he observes the Sabbath in this way, why would he attempt to abolish it?
耶稣的安息日，圣经是没有根据的。
There is no incident in the Bible where Jesus abolishes the Sabbath.
他们还提过理由。
And there is another reason.
我们来看马可福音第二章。
In Mark chapter 2.
二十三节
，verse 23，
马可福音二章二十三节
，Mark chapter 2 verse 23。
耶稣当安息日， 从麦地经过，他门徒行路的时候，掐了麦穗。24节。
24。
法利赛人对耶稣说：“看哪、啊，他们在安息日为什么做不可做的事呢？”
啊，
安息日，耶稣跟门徒经过麦田。
Here on the Sabbath, Jesus and his disciples passed through a grain field, and they were hungry.
就门徒就掐麦穗吃。
And so the disciples picked and ate.
法利赛人看见。
And the Pharisees saw it.
就问耶稣。
And asked Jesus.
你连门徒怎么都按不可做的事情。
How come your disciples disobeyed the laws of the Sabbath?
这个律法有规定。
There is a law.
安息不能收割。
Yes, you cannot harvest. You cannot plant.
那安息日门徒伸手摘麦穗吃，这个动作是收割的动作。
So to pick the heads of the grain is an act of harvesting.
这个是律法所规定的。
And the law forbids it.
一般基督教就拿这个做根据。
And so other churches use this.
可是安息日律法已经废掉了。
To explain that Sabbath is no more.
安息日门徒悄悄地出违背律法这个行为，耶稣竟然没有禁止他。
Jesus condoned the disobedience of the laws of Sabbath.
其实这个不是说安息日律法废掉。
Oh, this is not the abolishing of the law.
而是要给他们了解。
This is to allow them to understand.
耶稣来说宣告律法的成全。
That Jesus comes to fulfill the law.
耶稣来说我不废掉律法。
Or Jesus says I come not to abolish.
成全律法。
But to fulfill the law.
所以这个给他一个新的观念。
To give you a new idea.
安息日掐麦穗吃不等于这个没有什么不对。
It is okay to pick the grain and eat on the Sabbath.
因为安息目的是什么？
What is the purpose of Sabbath?
要给人多安息的。
Is to give you rest.
身体安息不工作。
To rest from the physical labor.
心灵安息充满喜乐平安。
To rest in getting spiritual comfort.
这是神说安息目的。
This is the purpose of the Sabbath.
那么安息日肚子饿了。
Now if you're hungry on the Sabbath.
不能强买去吃。
And if you cannot pick the grain.
还要走一段路。
Then you have to walk.
等太阳下山才可以强买去吃。
You have to wait until sunset before you can pick the grain.
这个走路时候又饿。又累
，That means you have to walk while being hungry.
不能吃东西
，You cannot eat.
要等太阳下山才可以
，Then you have to wait till sunset.
对他们讲，安息是一种重担
，And that is a burden.
没有安息啊
，There is no rest.
安息是给人身体跟心灵都安息，结果没有安息变得捆绑。
Sabbath is supposed to give you rest physically and spiritually.
这个就没意义了。
And if you explain it the other way,
下面有他的说明的理由。
Then you would abolish the idea. So Jesus continues to explain.
马可第二章。
Mark chapter 2,
27节
27 and 28.
又对他们说，安息日是为人设立的，人不是为人设立的。28节
28.
所以人主也是安息主啊。这里耶稣说，安息为人设立的。
Jesus says Sabbath is made for men.
为人什么需要设立呢
？It is for our necessities.
就要你安，要你休息啊。
He wants us to rest.
身体休息不必工作。
To rest from physical labor.
心灵也要安息。
And to have rest in the spirit.
为这个目的设立。
The Sabbath is created for this purpose.
人不是为安息设立的。
It is not that we are created for the Sabbath.
人是为安息存在的。
We exist for the Sabbath.
也就是说不要被安息捆绑。
So we're not bound by the Sabbath.
如果安息不能够悄悄地吃
，if we cannot pick the grain and eat on the Sabbath, and we're hungry,
还走到太阳下山
，and then we have to walk until sunset,
还可以悄悄地吃
，and have to wait till then to eat.
对人间来讲，安息没有意义啊。
Then physically speaking, it's useless.
要给你安息，安息又不能给你安息，反而变成有捆绑。
If the Sabbath is to give us rest, but it fails.
所以耶稣说，安息为人设立
，then it doesn't make any sense.
人不为安息存在。
Sabbath is made for men, not the other way around.
不必守安息日了。
It doesn't mean that we can abolish the Sabbath.
安息要纪念的。
We use the Sabbath.
因为神创造六天创造天地。
To commemorate the creation of God.
第七天定安息生住。
And the seventh day he rested.
我们纪念神创造恩典。
To make it into a Sabbath for us to commemorate the creation, so we must not abolish the Sabbath.
纪念的方法，新的跟旧有所不同。
We commemorate it differently.
旧约是安息什么都不能做。
Yeah, in the Old Testament, they cannot do any work on the Sabbath.
所以门徒掐麦穗吃，当然这个违背律法，法利赛人反对了。
In the Old Testament time, that would have been against the law.
但耶稣给了一个新的观念。
But now Jesus gives you a new command.
恩典赎罪不受捆绑。
In the time of grace, you're not bound by such laws.
安息为人设立，而人不为人设立。
Because Sabbath was made for man, not the other way around.
看下面28节。
And also in verse 28.
马可二章28节。
Mark 2:28.
所以人主是安息主，耶稣说。人主安息主
Now the Son of Man is the Lord even of the Sabbath
安息我设立的
I created Sabbath
因为耶稣是神成为人的救主
Because Jesus is God himself
啊，我设立安息日
Says I created the Sabbath
怎么样纪念呢
And how should you commemorate it I demand, I command you.
耶稣来就新约的开始,
how it is to be commemorated.
就要结束了,
the Old Testament is coming to an end.
这个耶稣契约, 就是说, 神怎么救人, 这个契约,
the covenant of God's salvation.
啊, 新的就新的契约了,
is changed now in the New Testament time. This is the New Testament and the New Covenant. And the old ways are no more.
新的契约出现,
and when the New Covenant and New Testament happens, the old one is kind of
wayward.
I have created the Sabbath.
什么纪念是我规定的呀?
And how it is to be commemorated? I will give you a new command. The Old Testament is over.
如果说,
now, if for the sake of observing the Sabbath, now you cannot pick the grain to eat, and it becomes a bondage. Now, if it is the Sabbath, you cannot heal, it becomes a bondage. This is useless. So how Jesus does it is that it is not to abolish the Sabbath, but that you are not bound by the Sabbath.
我们现在很多国家普遍都遵守欧洲, 一个礼拜休息两天。
There are many countries that have 5-day work week.
所以说安息日没有什么问题。
So it's easy to observe the Sabbath.
星期六安息日, 我们不必上班工作, 回来教会, 聚会。
The Sabbath on the Saturday, we don't have to work, we can come to church.
以前台湾还没有实行这个周休二日之前,
before Taiwan had this system,
星期六学生要上课。
On Saturdays, the students have to go to school.
公务员上班,
the workers have to go to work.
我们不是故意不守安息日,
it is not that we offend against the Sabbath.
而是政府的规定是一定安息日要上课上班,
but the government stipulates that you have to work and go to school on Saturday.
如果为了纪念安息日,
for the sake of observing the Sabbath,
谁都不上课,
if the students would skip school,
影响他的功课啊,
that would affect their studies.
工人不上班,
the employees don't go to work.
老板不喜欢啊,
the boss will be angry.
工作很难找啊,
it is hard to find a job.
不是故意不惜纪念安息日,
it is not that we transgress against the Sabbath intentionally, but that
自己来做决定,
we are not the one to make the choice.
这个是可以原谅,
we can understand this.
如果为了纪念安息日,
but for the sake of keeping the Sabbath, the students skip school, and they would forsake their homework.
上班人丢了工作也没有关系,
and the employees simply give up their jobs. And it becomes a bondage. Then what purpose it is to observe the Sabbath? Jesus tells us that this is the time of the grace. We're not to be bound. If you can come to service, that's great. Come and worship God. But if there's special circumstances that you cannot come on the Sabbath,
神会原谅,
God will understand. It is not that you offend against the Sabbath, but there are spiritual circumstances. It's just a time of grace.
假如为了说安息日,
if for the sake of observing the Sabbath,
不管什么理由都一定要来,
that you will come no matter what the circumstance, then it becomes a bondage. Sometimes we cannot do it.
这安息没有意义啊,
then the Sabbath becomes meaningless.
所以这个 耶稣的门徒按着掐麦穗吃，虽然是违背律法，没有错。
So even though the disciples transgress against the law of Sabbath by picking the grain on the Sabbath,
耶稣并没有反对门徒所做的。
Jesus did not protest.
又替他们说话。
But instead defended for them.
这个时候给我们一个新的观念。
Gives us a new idea.
我们所安息日是恩典所安息日。
Now we now observe the Sabbath under grace.
因为我们是恩典住在，不是律法住下。
Because we live under grace, not under the law.
律法就安息日守得很严格，什么都不能做。
Under the law, there's a lot of stipulations. We cannot do many things.
恩典住的安息日是自由的。
Under the grace, we're free.
就享受神给我们的身心的安息，而不是被捆绑。
We're to enjoy the physical rest and not to be bound by the laws.
一般基督教对我们这样的观念不太了解。
Many Christians do not understand this teaching.
所以我们说我们是守律法的。
And say that we observe the laws here.
我们没有守律法。
No, we don't observe the laws.
我们是因信称义啊。
We believe justification by faith.
一个人能够称义，不是因着你的行为。
We're justified not because of our works.
是因你信心接受主的救恩。
But because by faith we accept the salvation of God. Our sins are forgiven.
你被称义了。
We're justified.
因着信进到耶稣的名下来。
It is because of our belief that we now belong to the name of Jesus.
因着律法。
It is not because of the law.
所以我们所安息不是守律法。
So we keep the laws not because we keep the Sabbath not because of the laws.
因为我们说恩典住下了纪念神的创造恩典。
But that under grace we now commemorate the creation of God.
接下来，我们再看哥罗西书的第二章。
Colossians chapter 2 verses 14 to 17.
哥罗西书的第二章。
Colossians chapter 2, verses 14 through 17.
十四节，哥罗西二章十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 14 through 17.
又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们有爱我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上。十五节，即将一切主政的掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。十六节，所以不计在饮食上或节期、耶稣安息日，都不可让人论断你们。十七节，这些元素后说远了，那行李却是基督啊。一般基督教通常拿这个做根据。
Many Christians use this as their argument.
安息日被定赎价了。
That Jesus is crucified.
所以我们不必守安息日。
On the Sabbath, so that the Sabbath is no more.
啊，因为在这个十六节、十四节开头就说。历历上所写有爱我们的注记已经定在书架。
16 says, there is no one is to act as your judge in regard to food or drink with respect to the Sabbath.
那定在书架的有什么样的内容？
So what does it mean? What is it saying?
十六节提的安息日。
Verse 16 talks about the Sabbath.
安息定在书架等于废掉了。
How that on Sabbath, the Sabbath is crucified on the cross.
所以保罗说不要因为不守安息日被论断，等于说不必守安息日啊，不要因为这样被论断了。
And so Paul, even though he says to not be criticized because of the Sabbath, many Christians says, well, that means we don't have to observe the Sabbath.
这个是一般基督的说法。
This is what many Christians will profess.
如果这个说法是对的
，In one way it is right.
我们有问题
，But there is a question.
因为定十字架的赎罪者，安息以外还有别的东西啊。
There are other things crucified on the cross.
叫做饮食的定十字架
，The laws of food and drink.
如果安息定十字架不必纪念。
If you want to say that Sabbath was crucified on the cross,
啊，饮食定十字架
，then well, food and drink is also crucified on the cross. So does it mean you no longer eat or drink? Of course not.
安息定十字架
，Sabbath was crucified.
就是说，安息条例定十字架
，meaning the laws of Sabbath.
不是不必守安息日。
It is not that we don't need to observe the Sabbath anymore.
饮食定十字架
，food and drink are crucified.
不必出东西。
It doesn't mean we no longer need to eat or drink.
而出东西的条例被定十字架。
But the laws of food and drink is crucified.
我们看这个十字节。
Verse 14.
涂抹了在律上所写供给我们有我们的注记，把它钉在书架啊。这里说钉书架的是律例所写，律例。
That which is nailed on the cross are the laws and the regulations.
就是律法的条例啊。
The certificates of death.
不是整个律法，而是律法的条例。
It is simply the demands of the law.
饮食的条例是什么？
What are the laws regarding food and drink? According to Leviticus 11,
洁净的才能吃。
You can only eat that which is clean.
不洁净的不能吃。
That which is not kosher, you must not eat.
那是条例。
That is the laws of food and drink. Now that law is crucified.
所以使徒第十章记载。
So that in Acts 10 it says,
彼得祷告说，
When Peter prayed,
看异象，
he saw a vision.
有一块布把我的东西从天上坠下来。
There's a large cloth with objects on it.
有声音说你要吃。
And the voice says, take and kill and eat.
他一看不对。
But he says, no.
因为布里面所包的是律法禁不能吃的东西。
That which on the cloth was unclean according to Leviticus.
他说主啊，我从来没有吃过这个东西。
Lord, I never eat anything unclean.
声音有三次。
And the voice told him three times, kill and eat.
神所分别为圣的，你不要当了俗而不洁净。
That which God has sanctified must you not call unclean.
这个声音有三次从天上来。
And the voice commanded him three times.
然后异象消失了。
And then the vision went away.
这异象有两个意思。
There are two meanings to this vision. Number one,
这个不洁净东西
，that which is unclean，
代表外邦人
，meaning the Gentiles.
外邦人没有先割礼。
Gentiles were not circumcised.
没有分别为圣。
They have not sanctified themselves.
不洁净的族类。
They were an unclean race.
现在福音传给外邦。
But now the gospel is to be preached to the Gentiles.
所以彼得看异象以后
，saw this vision.
哥尼流的仆人来了。
The servant of Cornelius appeared.
要请彼得去他家里传福音。
And invited Peter to go and preach.
彼得去传福音，他们就得圣灵。
And when Peter went and preached, they received the Holy Spirit. They were baptized and believed in Christ.
这个异象的第一个意思啊，就是说 外邦人神要拣选他。
So the first meaning of the vision is that God now chooses the Gentiles too.
虽然没有行割礼，
even though they were uncircumcised，
是不洁净的族类，
even though they were unclean race，
但神要拣选他。
Oh, but God shall choose them.
第二个含义呢？
The second teaching，
就律法所规定不能出的，现在可以出了。
Is that which was unclean in the book of Leviticus is now permissible？
犹太教徒到现在还不敢出猪肉。
Many people, and until today, will not eat pork.
因为猪肉是律法规定不洁净的东西。
Because pork was specifically said as an unclean thing.
回教徒也不猪猪肉。
Muslims do not eat it.
但基督徒可以猪猪肉。
But Christians can eat it.
因为律法已经被成全。
Because the laws are fulfilled.
洁净东西现在可以吃了。
That which was unclean before is now permissible.
律法上为什么规定不洁净不能吃呢？
Why did the law say certain things are unclean?
保罗说，
Paul said,
其实神所造都是好的啦。
Everything God created was good.
没有什么洁净不洁净
的。There's no unclean or clean.
所以神说洁净才能吃，不洁净不能吃的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of saying that there are unclean things that you should not eat?
他的教训是说要过着圣洁生活。
The teaching is that you must live a holy and sanctified life.
到了新约时代，
in the New Testament,
我们受洗罪得赦免。
We're baptized and our sins are
forgiven. 有圣洁身份。
We have a royal priesthood.
我们靠真理的教导。
We have been taught by the New Testament.
圣灵的帮助。
And we have the abundance of the Holy Spirit. We have our own strives. We may be able to live a holy life. This will satisfy the requirements of the law. So we can eat those unclean things. And this is the second purpose of the vision.
那么饮食定俗入家，
food and drink, the laws of which are crucified. Only the laws regarding food and drink.
饮食本身定俗入家。
It is not food and drinks themselves.
如果饮食本来定俗价，就是不能出东西。
If perchance food and drink are crucified, that means we no longer can eat or drink. Now, of course, we can eat.
但是我们不再受律法约束了。
We're just not bound by the laws.
一样的道理。
Likewise,
安息定俗价。
The Sabbath was crucified.
不是说不必守安息日。
Now that we no longer observe the Sabbath.
而是按照条例定俗价。
But it is the laws of Sabbath that are crucified.
安息条例是什么？
What are the laws of Sabbath?
不能杀种。
We must not kill,
不能耕种，
we must not sow or reap,
不能起火烧饭，
we must not raise fire to cook.
就是所有跟神有关系的动作不能做。
All these actions pertaining to Sabbath you must not do.
还有献祭。
And also you must make offerings.
这个是条例啊。
These are the laws of the Sabbath.
我们现在信耶稣的。
Today we believe in Christ.
恩典住在安息日。
We observe the Sabbath and the grace.
不再受这个条例的约束。
We're no longer bound by these laws.
所以不是等于说不必守安息日。
It is not that we no longer observe the Sabbath.
新的安息日不再受律法约束了。
But that we observe it in a way that is apart from the requirements of the law.
住下。
We're under the grace now.
不是律法住下。
Not under the law.
如果不是这样解释。
If we cannot explain it this way.
安息定俗价就不必守安息日。
And that we say that we no longer need to observe the Sabbath.
那么饮食定俗价不是等于不必吃东西吗？
But we would then say that you must not eat or drink on the Sabbath.
东西可以吃。
We can eat.
但条例定俗价。
But the laws are crucified.
不必受律法约束。
We're not bound by the laws.
安息要纪念。
We must observe the Sabbath.
但不再受律法限制。
But we're not bound by the laws.
律法还有规定。
There are requirements of the law.
安息有可以走的路程。
There is a distance that we are allowed to walk on the Sabbath.
不能走太远。
We cannot walk too far.
我们现在安息的机会，有的开车开很远的地方才来啊。
Sometimes we have to drive a long distance to come to Sabbath.
我们现在不被限制了。
We don't make sacrifices.
我们不必受那条例约束了。
We're not bound by certain laws.
所以定俗价的意思不是说不必守安息日。
So that Sabbath is crucified doesn't mean that we no longer observe the Sabbath.
安息要纪念。
We are commemorating.
神的诫命。
This is a command.
不能毁掉。
We must not abolish it.
不再受了条例约束。
But we do not observe it under the law.
然后还有这个节期约束。
Furthermore, that there are certain feasts.
诶，节期约束也定俗价。
Even these feasts.Of Old Testament are crucified.
有人会这么问。
Some people may ask.
假如安息定俗价还要守安息日。
If now that the Sabbath is crucified, but yet we still observe the Sabbath. And that we're only free from the laws of the Sabbath.
那一样的道理。
Then similarly.
也要纪念耶稣节期呢。
So we continue to observe those Jewish feasts.
只是不说律法条例耶稣就好啊。
And that only that we're not observing it under the law.
那节期耶稣还要守啊。
Then we have to observe the feast still.
不是这样。
No, that's wrong.
因为节期耶稣的活动是什么？
What are the activities of these Jewish feasts?
就是献祭。
Those pertain to sacrifices.
不同节期耶稣有各种不同的祭物要献给神。
Each feast has its own specific sacrifice to be made to God.
那耶稣是羔羊。
Now Jesus is the Lamb of God.
赎价是祭坛。
And the sacrifice is the altar.
耶稣钉十字架把自己当作羔羊献给神。
Jesus had treated himself as the sacrificial lamb.
这个献祭条例已经完成全了。
And fulfilled the laws of the feast.
我们今天不必要献祭了。
And so we no longer need to make sacrifices.
既然不需要献祭那个节期，耶稣跟我们没有关系。
And so that we do not make sacrifices anymore. We no longer participate in these Jewish feasts.
以献祭为它主要活动。
Because the purpose of the feast is to make sacrifices.
这个已经被成全。
And it has already been fulfilled.
所以我们不需要守那些律法上的规定，节期跟耶稣。
And this is why we no longer observe the Jewish feasts.
因此，格罗西二章不能成为不必守安息根据。
So then Colossians chapter 2 is not an excuse to abolish the Sabbath.
他说不要被论断。
Says do not be criticized.
不是因为没有遵守被论断。
Not that you're criticized because you fail to observe.
不要因为没有照律法的规定遵守而被论断。
But do not be criticized because you observe it apart from the law.
如果说不要因为不遵守被论断，等于说不必遵守了。
So some people may misunderstand it and say that do not be criticized and then what if I would not observe the law or the Sabbath to begin with?
如果说不要因为没有照律法的规定去遵守被论断，就是说所需要守的，但就不要守律法规定限制。
What Paul is trying to say is you still need to observe the Sabbath, but do not be criticized because you're observing the laws of the Sabbath.
这是两个不同观念。
It's a two different concepts.
保罗自己怎么样看待安息日呢？
How does Paul observe the Sabbath?
看使徒行传。
Let's turn to Acts.
使徒行传第十九章。
Acts chapter 19.
不对，十七章啊。
Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传十七章。
Acts chapter 17.
第三节，第二节。
Verse 2.
保罗照他素常规矩进去一连三个安息日啊，这里说保罗进安息进去犹太教的会堂，这个第一节有谈到啊，我从第一节看呢、啊，第一节保罗和希拉经过安维波里亚波罗尼亚来到天堂家，在那里有犹太会堂，然后二节说。 保罗他的素常规矩进去一连三安息日啊，保罗都到了天堂家有犹太会堂。
Says that as Paul approached Thessalonica, he went to the synagogue.
然后一连三安息日进到会堂去。
And according to his custom, he went on the Sabbath.
这个是素常规矩。
And this is custom to attend.
既然保罗有这个规矩，他怎么可能反对安息日呢？
So now, if Paul has a custom to observe the Sabbath, how can anyone say that Paul was against the Sabbath?
有一个
There was a preacher from another church. And he came and discussed this with me. He says he's not against the Sabbath. But he says it is right also to observe the Lord's Day. And so I asked him to read this passage we just read.
我说保罗安息日进会堂是他的素常规矩。
And I emphasize how it was the custom of Paul to observe the Sabbath.
可见保罗是很看安息日。
And so he must place a great emphasis on the Sabbath.
怎么解释啊？
Then what did he say?
他保罗去会堂目的不是说安息日了。
The other church pastor says, well, Paul went to the synagogue not to observe the Sabbath.
因为二节下面有谈到。
Because in verse 2 it says,
本就圣经与他们讲论，辩论。第三节。 讲者成名基督必须受害，从死里复活。又说，我所传给你们，就这位耶稣，就是基督啊。这里说，保罗安息日会堂目的是什么？
Now supposedly in verses 2 and 3, Paul was having a theological discussion.
犹太人传福音。
To preach the gospel to the people.
因为犹太人安息一定在会堂。
Of course, the Jewish people will be at the synagogue.
集中在那边聚会啊。
They're concentrated on the Sabbath.
所以这个是很好的机会嘛。
And Paul was simply taking the opportunity.
所以保罗就抓住机会去会堂传福音给他们。
He was simply taking hold of the opportunity to preach the gospel.
这个是他的目的。
That was his purpose.
不是去纪念安息日。
He wasn't there to observe the Sabbath.
是去传福音了。
It's to preach the gospel.
我说你神的怎么读一半啊？
I said, how can you read the Bible this way?
保罗聚会堂目的是传福音给犹太人，这个对。
Yes, he is there to preach the gospel. Sure. The Bible says that.
但这个是后面那一段哦。
But that is the latter part.
前面那个怎么讲呢？
What did the former part say?
照他素常规矩啊。
It was his custom.
所以他传福音两个目的。
Yes, there's two reasons here.
一个是他个人跟神关系,
first, he is his personal relation with God.
但是我去纪念, 这个是我的规矩,
it is his custom to observe the Sabbath to worship God. It is between Paul and God.
那传福音给犹太人,
and then to preach the gospel to the Jews. It's his relation with the believers. It is his obligation.
啊, 所以他去按就去会两个目的啊,
yes, he accomplished two purposes.
一个是个人的需求,
one is his personal one with God.
按照平常规矩的拜神,
to worship according to his custom. And the other to fulfill his obligation of preaching the gospel. Sure.
他说这里主要讲规定没有讲什么规矩啊,
and he says, well, there's not any laws mentioned here.
我问他,那我问你什么规矩?
And I ask him, well, what custom would you say that Paul is observing?
他说,我不知道啊。
He says, I do not know.
哦,以为你知道啊。
Oh, I said, well, I thought you knew.
你知道是什么规矩?
You knew what custom Paul was following.
你的根据是什么规矩,你知道?
You surely would know.
你有这个根据才说,这个不是所谓的规矩。
Surely you would have an idea what you're saying before you use this verse.
那你不晓得是什么规矩?
Refute the fact. So,
你凭什么说这个不是按着的规矩?
If you do not know what custom it is, how can you say it is not the custom of worship?
我的女婿有一次要去台北, 从台中去台北,
my son-in-law one time went to Taipei from Taichung.
有一部车就来,
there was a car.
他想上去,
he wanted to take the
那个站长说,
car.
那个不是去台北的,
and the keeper of the station says that is not the train to go to Taipei.
他就没有上去,
and so he did not take the train.
然后他感觉不大对劲,
and he felt something was wrong.
就去找那个站长,
and then he went to speak with the station master and said, well, you said that train did not go to Taipei.
那么去哪里啊?
Then where does it go?
他我不知道,
and he said, I don't know.
奇怪,
that's weird.
你不知道去哪里, 你怎么说不是去台北?
If you don't know where the train is going, then how can you for sure say that train doesn't go to Taipei?
你要知道说去哪里才说不是去台北啊?
Of course you have to know where it's going before you can say it's not going
你不知道去哪里, 凭什么说不是去台北啊?
If you do not know where it's going, then you shouldn't have said what you said.
这个还没有逻辑观念,
it is illogical.
这个站长就这样糊涂啊。
And the conductor was just as foolish as he is. And I said that pastor was like that. He proclaimed that this custom of Paul's is not worship. Because there's no custom called the Sabbath in the Bible. And so I asked him, well, what custom you suppose it is? He said, I don't know. And if he doesn't know what custom it is, then how can he be so sure it is not the custom of worshiping on the Sabbath?
一连三个安息日去会堂,
three consecutive Sabbaths,
保罗的素常的规矩,
Paul has gone to the synagogue as a custom.
怎么可能跟那个没有关系啊?
How can it not be anything to do with worshiping on the Sabbath?
这个是很勉强的解释了。
This is just a very difficult argument to make.
保罗安息日会堂两个目的啊。
There's two purposes why Paul went. First,
我跟神关系,
one is that between him and God.
这是我素常的规矩,我非去不可。
It is his custom to worship God each week.
就算依然不信耶稣,我要去啊。
Even if nobody is there to believe in God, I must go.
第二个目的呢?
And the second purpose, I want to take the chance to preach the gospel.
这两个目的都有,
they are both coexisting purposes. They're not mutually exclusive.
读神不能读一半,
we cannot read the Bible halfway. We have to understand the entire context.
如果抓一句就结束,变成断章取义了,
we cannot simply explain the entire context with one word alone. Oftentimes we will be misled. It's like a blind person touching an elephant. The blind person touching the stomach of the elephant
像一个大童,
and says that the elephant is like a great bell. Some blind man touched the trunk, says that the elephant is like a trumpet. Well, it's as if they were right and as if they were wrong. Collectively speaking, an elephant is not like that.
所以如果抓一句解释好像对,
but in a specific sense, yes, they were right.
但从别的圣经根据来看不对,
but if you take a step back, you understand that it's wrong.
片面诸理,
it is a prejudice.
片面诸理不是绝对真理,
and if you have prejudice, you will not be able to understand the whole picture. You have to be able to take a step back and look at the big picture. Then you will be indisputable. And this is an absolute truth. So we have to take heed when we read the Bible. We cannot try to explain the entire Bible with one very specific instance.
还要对照别的圣经怎么讲。
We have to take a step back and look at the big picture.
没有互相冲突。
References between different verses that there is no conflict. And we will arrive at the right conclusion.
从这一边看好像对。
If we reason from one side and seem to be right, but the other perspective seems refute the other verse, then we have misunderstood the whole picture.
我们教几十年来,
for several decades now,
我们传统的观念,
our church has preached the gospel,
不能够单拿一节解释圣经,
and we understand we cannot just extract one verse out of the entire Bible,
要拿更多的圣经跟你互相比较,
but to be able to explain and support the Bible,
整理一个系统出来,
from different verses and to come up with a collective understanding that is logical,
从什么角度看到站得稳,
and that from any perspective we look at the teaching that is correct,
我们不接受片面主理,
we will not explain by one section alone,
片面主理不是绝对真理,
we will not use one section of the Bible to try to explain the entire Christianity.
到一段落,
we will conclude the morning service,
然后我们唱诗祷告, 下午还有聚会,
we will sing hymns and pray, and then we will dismiss for lunch and come back in the afternoon,
唱赞美诗,
sing hymn
130首
130.
诶, 就会谈到12:20吗？哦，那对不起，我以为时间到了哈。哦，我们再看一点哈。好，对不起，对不起，我以为时间到啊。
I was mistaken. We have more time, so I'm going to speak a little more.
好，现在我们再谈别的问题。
And there is another issue here.
现在要谈的是关于纪念复活这个问题啊。
Let's talk about the commemoration of the resurrection.
还有纪念主日。
And the day of the Lord.
一般基督教通常认为安息日立法已经过去了，定俗价了。
Many Christian churches thought the laws are long gone after the crucifixion.
然后他说新的时代要纪念耶稣复活主。
And now in the New Testament time, they had to commemorate the resurrection of Jesus.
耶稣在基督第一日复活。
Jesus resurrected on the first day of the week.
他们叫主日。
They call it the day of the Lord.
复活主。
Or the day of resurrection.
那么他们所说的主日，圣经就有一个根据，没有别的根据。
And there is only one reference in the Bible.
那个根据在哪里啊?
And where is it?
看启示录。
In Revelation.
第一章第十节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 10.
启示录的第一章第十节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 10.
当主日我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如吹号说，啊，这里谈到主日，约翰被圣灵感动。
On the day of the Lord, he was in the Spirit.
圣经说的主日就这个地方。
And this is the day of the Lord.
那这里有没有说主日是一个礼拜哪一天呢？
But did they say the day of the Lord is which day of the week?
没有。
No.
一般就认为这里主日是讲七的第一日了。
Many people thought that the Lord's day is the first day of the week.
但起初一章十节前头都没有讲，昨天就是七日的第一日，没有这样
子。Nowhere in this chapter does it say that it is on the Saturday or Sunday or whichever day.
也没有一个经文说七日第一日就是主日。
And there is no Bible verse actually that says the Lord's day is the first day of the week.
而且这里也没有说约翰在这一天特别记得纪念耶稣复活。
Or that John had commemorated the resurrection of the Lord on that day either.
所以把这天当作主日就是七日第一日，没有圣经根据。
So to say that here the day of the Lord is the first day of the week, there's no biblical basis.
把这一天来说要特别纪念耶稣复活，也没有圣经根据。
Much less to say that we must commemorate the resurrection of the Lord on this day, there's absolutely no basis.
所以说，当主日这一天，我被圣灵感动，听见有声音。
It is simply that John was moved in the spirit on the day of the Lord and heard the sound of a trumpet.
啊，这个有一本英文圣经翻译本，威斯本威斯茂的翻译，他的翻译是说，在灵里我发现了我自己现在在主的入住。
Or that I was found in the spirit in the on the Lord's day.
所谓主日是什么
？What is the day of the Lord？
就这个圣经所说的主耶和华大可的入住。
It is the great and fearful day of the Lord.
就是数的末日了。
It is the last day.
约翰的内容就是约翰在宝马海岛看一下。
Now,
启示录啊。
The book of Revelation, of course, is the collection of visions that John saw on the island of Patmos. He simply recorded all the visions that he has seen.
那么这里是说，在灵里，我发现我在主这个约翰在灵里发现他现在在主的入住。
In the assembly in this verse, it says that he was found in the Spirit on the Lord's day.
不是一个礼拜哪一天,
it doesn't specifically say which day of the week.
我们不说昨天就安息主,
and we will not profess that it is the Sabbath.
因为圣经没有根据,
the Bible did not say that.
也没有说昨天是七日第一日,
did not say it was first day of the week.
就是当主日, 我被神感动,
assembly, well, the Lord's day. That he was in the Spirit, was caught up in the Spirit on that one day.
将来主日要发生的事情，约翰在异象中先看到。
And so he were to see what would happen in the future.
又听到声音,
he heard the trumpet.
把这些事情所看所听记录下来。
And so he simply wrote down what he saw in the visions.
所以这个主日就是耶和华大会众主苏德摩的情况。
So this day of the Lord is the great and fearful day of the Lord, which is the last day of the ages.
没有说这一天就七日第一日。
It is not the first day of the week.
也没有说这段特别经耶稣复活。
It is not the day to commemorate the resurrection of God.
只有讲耶稣在灵里看见他出现在主的日子。
It is simply the one specific day that he was caught up in the Spirit.
然后看见好多末日要发生事情。
And the many visions were brought before John.
又听了声音。
And he heard the sound of the trumpet.
把他记录下来。
And he wrote them down.
所以起初第一章是等其中一个序言。
It is simply a preface.
他先把这个提出了，然后才讲他所看见所听见的。
It's describing the circumstances in which he was.
这个跟今天复活完全没有关系啊。
Before he saw the visions, he has nothing to do with Sabbath.
接下来就是约翰二书章。
And then John 20.
19节。
Verse
19. 约翰福音二书章。 19节。
John chapter 20, verse 19.
约翰二书章十九节
John chapter 20 verse 19
那日就七日第一日晚上门徒所在地方因为怕犹太人门都关了耶稣来站在当中对他们说愿你们平安这里谈到七日第一日耶稣下面就显现
Here Jesus appeared to his disciples on the first day of the week
一般基督徒认为耶稣在当中显现有一个特别的目的
Many people thought there is a specific purpose why Jesus appeared to prove that he resurrected, to proclaim to them, and want them to observe that one day. Or they say that's why Jesus appeared in the first
day.
But no, Jesus did not appear to his disciples so that they would observe and worship him on that day. To resurrect is a good news.
好消息不需要等几天后才向他们,
you don't have to wait until a specific day to proclaim the good news.
当天复活当天告诉他们这好消息就很自然了。
Resurrected on that day, and so immediately he appeared before his disciples to proclaim the good news. That's natural.
他没有必要把好消息留几天以后才讲啊。
He did not have to wait till the Sabbath to proclaim the good news.
再看同章的26节。
And also in verse 26.
过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，说：“愿你们平安。”这里说过八日，耶稣又显现。
This is 8 days later, Jesus appeared to them.
一个礼拜就七天，不是八天。
There are 7 days to a week, not 8.
第一日的显现就七日第一日啊。
So the first revelation is the first day of the week.
过了八天已经不是七日第一日了。
8 days later would not be the first day of the week.
所以耶稣显现不一定要固定选择七日第一日。
Jesus did not choose only to appear on the first day of the week.
他随时可以显现。
He can appear anytime.
那么第一日显现。
First time.
为什么在七日第一日显现呢?
Why the first day of the week?
因为那天复活。
He happened to resurrect on that day. It was good news.
要赶快给他们知道。
He hurriedly went to proclaim the good news.
没有特别意义了。
No other purpose.
而且耶稣也没有说。
And Jesus did not say,
以后你们要纪念周一天,
remember me on that day.
来纪念我的复活。
Use this day to remember me.
耶稣没有这样讲。
Jesus did not say that.
我们现在这么做。
Now we do so.
是超越圣经的。
If we were to do so, we would,
没有圣经根据的,
we would simply transcend it.
所以拿周一节来强调我们要纪念耶稣的复活日是不成理由的呀。
It is simply illogical to say that we must observe Sunday as the Sabbath just because of this verse.
纪念复活日还有很多的圣经根据。
Now there are many other verses I can bring up to you.
下午再继续。
And we'll talk about that this afternoon.
唱赞美诗。
Now we can sing him.
130首。
Sing him 130.